We're sending smart bombs where? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Bush planning to sell Saudis smart bombs, the headline says. 900 kits for GPS-guided smart bombs that can part your hair before blowing you to pieces. It's a suicide bomb without the suicide, which we are selling to the country that spawned most of the 9/11 hijackers, Saudi Arabia. We're going to charge the equivalent of about 1.2 million barrels of oil for these kits. And given that Saudi Arabia pumps 8.7 million a day, they'll have them paid for, let's see, in about 3.5 hours. But in return, we will get lower oil prices.
I would hope that they understand that if they're one of their biggest consumers, the economy suffers, it would mean less purchases.
Okay, well, at least our president gets to beg for lower oil prices. Ah, but when the most powerful man in the world begs for lower oil prices after providing smart bombs, the Saudi oil minister...
We will raise production when the market justifies it.
Can just blow us off. I'm going to assume that the clever engineers over at Boeing have buried somewhere deep in these smart bomb kits a little circuit that can sense exactly where these smart bombs end up being targeted so that entering coordinates like Tel Aviv or New York would bring up a very annoying error message or at least trigger one of those overnight Windows updates. Yes, I know the Saudis are officially our pals, but as you know if you've seen the film Charlie Wilson's War, we once upon a time thought it'd be fun to arm the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.